It is Tuesday, June 25th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellum.
I'm Antonia Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin-Brown, features editor, Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
I always wish y'all heard what happens before you get to hear, because they're funny people here.
Not really.
They're really funny people here.
I find you hilarious.
Yeah, well.
I find them both hilarious. But on a serious and cultural topic.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the Artisphere Festival Orchestra.
They were wonderful last night.
And if you haven't seen them, they will perform again this coming Friday at 7 o'clock at the Walton Arts Center.
It's one of these things that, boy, they get here, they get together, and then almost poof, it's over.
They cohese, if that's a word.
Yes, they do, and then they leave. Cohese and leave.
So at 7 o'clock on Friday, it's Russian masterpieces, but there are other opportunities this week to see the orchestra in less structured settings. Chamber music tonight at 7 at the Depot in Fayetteville. How fun is that?
A lot of fun.
The Nature of Strings Quintets, 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Thorn Crown Chapel in Eureka Springs, and Thursday an evening of clarinet and friends at 7 o'clock at the Mildred B. Cooper Memorial Chapel in Bella Vista, and you can find out all about it at artisphere.org.
And I will offer this up. If you're interested in the Cooper Chapel or the Thorn Crown, call sooner rather than later, because that's limited seating, and there are people who just, you know, go just because it's in the building. So be advised.
Yes. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.